USA News, I'm Dave Collins. No more rate hikes. For now.
After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective."
Powell says the hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis vows to lower gas prices to $2 per gallon if he's elected in 2024. While presidential policies have limited influence on gas prices, the Republican Florida governor aims to address the issue along with energy costs. In a written statement, he expressed his intent to unleash American energy dominance as a measure to combat inflation in 2025. The man charged with the murder of a Los Angeles County deputy has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity.
Sheriff Robert Luna says public interest in the case is high, and they want to be transparent, but the investigation and prosecution requires their silence for now.
Right now, our priority is to get this individual prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer's fiance, Brittany Lindsay, gave an emotional speech thanking law enforcement for their work in capturing suspect Kevin Salazar. Salazar was arrested on Monday. Klinkenbrumer was shot and killed in his patrol vehicle Saturday at a stoplight as he was leaving the Palmdale Sheriff's Station. Nika Magalhaes, News Radio.
Former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson says Rudy Giuliani groped her at a rally before the Capitol riots on January 6, 2021. Hutchinson said in a book set to be published next week that Giuliani put his hands under her blazer and skirt at the rally. Giuliani's political advisor Ted Goodman said in a statement that the claims were a disgusting lie. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is among 25 governors who signed off on a letter to President Biden about the southern border crisis. The letter that the states are carrying the burden of illegal border crossings into the U.S. from Mexico. Noem said she was the first governor to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. An independent review board is giving Elon Musk's new biotechnology company approval to offer brain implants to paralysis patients in a clinical trial. Neuralink says it's the goal to grant people the ability to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone. Patients in the trial will get a chip surgically implanted in the part of their brain that controls movement. Illegal immigration is estimated to cost U.S. taxpayers over $180 billion this year. Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger from Texas said it's more than monetary.
We're talking about the human tragedy, the human cost, the financial cost, the burden on farmers and ranchers.
Clear January 18th to the 28th on your calendar if you want to attend the 2024 Sundance Film Festival. Ticket packages go on sale on October 18th, while individual tickets will become available on January 11th. Visitors in downtown Las Vegas may find themselves in a U2 music video. U2 drew a crowd while shooting a street performance of their newest song, Atomic City, on Fremont Street. U2 opens their residency at the brand new Sphere Las Vegas on Friday, September 29th. Dave Collins, USA News.
This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.